On March 22, 2023, National Polygamy Advocate Mark Henkel shares how the National Polygamy Advocate podcast began. Today, on this date of March 22, 2023, it is day one of the sixth year of the National Polygamy Advocate podcast. That's because yesterday, March 21, was the exact fifth year anniversary of the uploading and posting of the very first episode number one. How did any of this happen? Why and how did I even start this podcast? Friends, supporters, listeners, sharers, have you ever wondered those questions? Or perhaps you even wonder them now. This episode number 262 should give you the answer to those questions. It all starts with numerous media outlets requesting to interview me for the topic specialties that I have, i.e. founding the modern Christian polygamy movement since July 4, 1994, as well as advocating for the overall larger polygamy rights movement of UCAP, UCAP, unrelated consenting adult polygamy. As far back as the year 2000, for every interview I gave, I recorded it. The interview knew I was recording it, because that was always a requirement for my consent to be interviewed in the first place. And I retained all intellectual property, IP rights, to be able to rebroadcast it as I saw fit. Now, please understand, that all began back in the time when audio cassette tapes were still the easiest technology to record any spoken discussion. First, I had duplicated and made copies of the best interviews available for sale to the members only of the TruthBearer.org organization. I think that it was the early mid-2000s, 2003, 2004, something like that, I think, that the audio cassette tapes of the best interviews were made available for sale even to non-members. Of course, at that time, the Apple Corporation disrupted the audio industry head on. When Apple came out with the iPod, later followed by the iPhone, all of which made audio cassette tapes as rather outdated technology. By the end of that decade of this millennium, in the year 2010, I had an overflowing box full of audio cassette tapes, each with a separate media interview recorded on it. As well, it was still easier to make recordings of new media interviews by still using audio cassette technology, especially when giving what is called a phoner, otherwise known as a telephone interview. So yeah, you guessed it, the box of tapes continued to overflow. But people were no longer interested in using or purchasing audio cassette tapes. It's not their fault. Technology changed. Through the next decade, and with several more media interviews being added to that overflowing box, it was by early 2018 when I asked myself, what am I going to do with all these tapes? Fortunately, at that same time, I saw a video by a fellow professional speaker. She mentioned a brand new company that had made it possible to not only post your own podcast, but to also have it distributed to several platforms as well, including platforms such as Spotify, Google Play, and of course Apple. The company was Anchor.fm, which is now owned by Spotify in 2023. I checked their website out, Anchor.fm. I quickly observed that I could even just upload audio files using their site's user-friendly system. I didn't have to go live. I thought to myself, I like this. I can use this. But then I had a new problem. By 2018, technology had so advanced to digital tech that it was not easy to find a way to convert audio cassette recordings to digital sound files. For crying out loud, how could that be? It was maddening to me at that time, I admit. I eventually found, and obviously purchased, a dedicated software program that allowed me to convert from an audio cassette tape player right into my computer. It would even create the file itself. But then a new problem arose. In order to use the special physically in-between hardware that came with the software, and it is used between the computer and the audio cassette tape player, the connection to the tape player had to have the red and white RCA output connections on the tape player. Say what? My interviewing tape player did not have those RCA outputs. So in a fit of exasperated desperation, I checked the old audio cassette tape duplicator to see if it had those two RCA output connections. This was a special machine that I had used way back when supporters were buying the various copies of the audio cassette recorded media interviews, buying them on tape. Please, please, please have the connections, I thought. And then, woohoo, it did! Ironically, though, by using those RCA outputs to connect to the software's special physically in-between hardware, I had no way of hearing the recording when it played. Again. So I had to get a headphone set that plugged into the computer, but which did not use the USB port that the special hardware was using. Once I acquired the right headphones for that, I was, as they say, in business. Hoorah! I could listen to each interview as it played on the audio cassette tape duplicator, as it traveled through the special hardware, and as it got converted to the digital audio file on my computer. Using all of that, and after converting a handful of interviews, I was ready to try this new podcast thing with Anchor.fm. On March 21, 2018, I uploaded the first interview. The National Polygamy Advocate podcast had begun. It was so easy, so I decided I would make one episode once a week every Wednesday. This is so easy! Or so I thought. I would quickly learn that I would also need to buy not one, but two separate audio editing software programs. But I'll tell you more about that as I continue this story-told chronology in next week's podcast episode, number 263. My friends, supporters, listeners, and sharers, again, I thank you so much. Thank you truly, as we now start the sixth year of podcast episodes with today's episode here. Thank you for celebrating, supporting, listening to, and sharing the National Polygamy Advocate podcast.
Mark Henkel is National Polygamy Advocate, presenting polygamy to the public since 1994. NationalPolygamyAdvocate.com.